Hi, I'm Pastor Landis Fisher, teacher on Teaching Bible Radio. We're new in your area, and we're featuring today on the broadcast an excerpt from a message that was recorded inside a homeless shelter in one of our outreaches in the St. Louis area. We're hoping that you will enjoy our broadcast and that you will help us support the outreach into the prisons, shelters, and even on the streets in America and over the internet. We have an internet ministry online at teachingbible.org. We make our resources available free of charge. Get a little distraught with things costing people all the time on the radio, so, and in general in the body of Christ. So we try to make our resources available for free, and therefore we need your support in order to maintain our outreach. Please write us, give us a call, email us at radio@teachingbible.org, or contact us on our toll-free number, 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253, or visit us online at teachingbible.org, where you'll find a variety of free resources for your edification. So on this edition of Teaching Bible Radio, we are featuring a message that you can hear in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. God bless.
This is Teaching Bible Radio.
Welcome to Teaching Bible Radio, the radio ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri, featuring pastor teacher Landis Fisher, exploring your world through the Word of God. Let's join our teacher for another thought-provoking adventure from the Bible, which is available in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. Here's our teacher, Pastor Fisher.
People think a lot of things are important. I think coming to share the gospel with people who may not know it is important. I really do. And I pick that up because I believe God motivates me and calls me to do that. You see, and I want to make sure every person who I talk to understands clearly what God requires. Jesus said, this is the work of God, to believe on him whom he has sent. You want to work the works of God? Somebody asked him, how might I work the works of God? He said, the work of God is for you to believe on him whom he has sent. You see? And so that's what I want you to do. I want you to believe on Jesus Christ. Trust in him. See? And you know, he's the only one who is worthy of your trust. If you think it through, there's been a lot of people who've come and gone. That's all people do is come and go. You know that. You see that all the time. The hearse wheels keep on rolling every day. They never cease. I'm shocked every day to hear more and more about different people. Like I heard the other day about a young man who was in California sitting down at a piano, taking a piano lesson, and suddenly somebody shooting across the street, fired bullets that nearly killed his mother, went through the wall and hit him, and now he's paralyzed from the waist down. Young man, I think 11 years old, out in California. Minding his own business, paralyzed from the waist down. See, he's not dead, but still his life has been drastically altered. And all of these things happen because of sin. Think about, I heard another one, some father who threw his kids off of a bridge into the river. Have you heard that kind of stuff in the news? What about the woman who took somebody else's kids, put them in the dryer, and then killed her and cut her up and buried her somewhere? You see, you hear about all these kind of things all the time, you see. And what is that? That is the fruit of sin. Sin runs rampant in the earth. And when you just when you think you've heard the worst thing you will ever hear, something comes along and tops it and is even worse and more heinous than what we heard before. You know? And then I look back at my own self. Maybe I've never done anything of that sort, but then I think about all the stuff I did. The stuff that I am responsible for that was not right, that I know God knows that was not right. You know what? I knew it was not right. My conscience convicted me that thing you did, that was awful. Have you ever had an experience like that? Well, think about how are we going to stack up on Judgment Day when we stand before a holy God and we have all that kind of stuff in our background. And think about the fact that the worst thing of all, let me just add this before I say what I was going to say, is that God sent his son into the world who was perfect and spotless, had been predicted for generations. What had been in the mind of God from before the foundation of the world, he sent his son right at the particular time that he said he would, right on schedule, according to the prophets and the law and the Psalms, and they crucified Jesus. Think about that. He had never done anything wrong. He is the only human being who could ever say, I have lived in the world my entire life from the womb to the tomb and have never sinned against God the Father. The only one. He's the only one who should have lived. But the fact is, he gave his life. And you know what? God allowed the evil of mankind to come against his own son and allowed him to be crucified on the Roman cross in order that all of us heinous sinners who have done all kinds of offenses against God and even still do. Now, see, a lot of people don't like this kind of preaching because folks think that once you get in the church, that means you're spotless and without a blemish. And I know that's a lie because I've been in the church quite a while. And I've watched what goes on in the church, and I've heard the reports on the news. You know, the news is quick to tell you about preachers who have sinned, and when they fell all out and they did this, that, and the other. They don't tell you about the folks who are walking in righteousness and holding up the truth and trying to do the right thing, you see. But they're quick to slander the church.
Teaching Bible Radio is listener-funded radio. Give us a call toll-free at 1-877-352-4253. That's 1-877-35-BIBLE. Or reach us online at teachingbible.org or call or email us at radio@teachingbible.org. Now we return to our message already in progress. Pastor Landis Fisher, Teaching Bible Radio, St. Louis, Missouri, Straight Gate Ministries.
You see, because that the Bible says that the world is under the influence of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience. You see that? And there is a spirit and an attitude in the world against the truth. But it doesn't make the truth any less the truth. God loves us, and without his grace, there's no possible way we can be made right. We can only be right by God's grace through faith in his son. God sent his son and allowed him to be mutilated on the cross, and that was the very worst offense that ever happened in the history of the world. This was not just any old Joe. This was God the Son who had come in human flesh in order to deal with the problem of sin and take away the keys of death and hell from the devil, you see, on behalf of all who trust in him. And yet he was mutilated, spit upon, his beard was ripped out, he was mocked and cursed, ridiculed, tried by human courts, condemned and crucified. Think about that. That's about as bad as it comes, you see. And the reason being, he didn't deserve it. He's the only one who didn't deserve anything of that sort. But he took all that upon himself, knowing full well what would happen already, because it was written in the word. You see that? For generations before he came. And he did that. The book of Hebrews gives us an explanation, or many explanations why he did it, but they were all for our benefit and not for his. It says there, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. See that? He endured the cross, despising the shame. He hated the disgrace and the humiliation of the cross. You see, he despised it very deeply. You know, but he himself was despised, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Think about that. Isaiah told us that in over 700 years before Jesus was born. In Isaiah chapter 53, said he would be a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He would be wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, chastised for our peace, that by his stripes we are healed. See, so all these things are written in the word, and they're really great news for you and me, the best news I ever heard. That's why I take my time to try to make it plain and share the good news, so that all who hear, that God's desire is that every single soul would be saved. He doesn't want anyone to go to hell. That's the only reason he has delayed his coming. Do you know the calendar that we use says it's been 2008 years since Jesus Christ was born in the world? And just the other day I heard a report on the news, somebody is trying to take the AD out of the calendar. They don't want that to have anything to do with Jesus Christ. Let's get that AD, get rid of that. Been around for 2008 years, AD, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, but they want to take that glory away from Christ and call it CE and BCE. They want to remove the glory from Jesus Christ. See, you're going to see that on the rise. That's on the rise in these last days. CE is supposed to be the common era, or the Christian era, as they call it. See, and before the Christian era. But see, they really don't want to call it the Christian era. They rather call it the common era. That way we can erase Christ completely out of it. And John tells you that the spirit of Antichrist has been in the world for a long time. You can read about it in 1 John chapter 4. He says, by this you know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Whoever confesses Christ is of God. Those who deny him are of the Antichrist, who is already in the world. He said, even at that time, 2008 years ago, there's been that spirit of let's get rid of Christ, rub out the truth. and it's still going on even right now today. And Paul told Timothy this. He says that evil men shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. It's going to get worse the closer we get to the time of the return of Christ. But for you and I, and us who are here tonight, I've come to broadcast to you the good news that God loves you. He will accept you into his family right now, exactly like you are. You don't have to change anything. You know what? He's going to change you. He will get the credit and the glory for how your life will be from now on. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, God will give you his Spirit. He will come into your life. He will lead you and guide you to all truth. What you'll do, you'll get better and better and better and better instead of worse and worse and worse and worse. You see, that's what happens. That's the salvation transaction. God gives you his Spirit and he begins to improve you. Paul said it to the Philippians like this. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, he says, I am confident of this very thing, that he which hath began a good work in you shall continue to perform it even until the day of Jesus Christ. See, you know what? Think about this. I mentioned this on Sunday, and I'm going to mention it now. Time's about gone, but I want to wrap this up. But Paul was the biggest enemy of the church at first. He went out to try to destroy the church. He was dead set, I'm getting rid of those Christians. They're nothing but a cult and a sect, and they've got to go. And he went and he got legal papers from the high priest and also from the Roman authority, and he went out and got on his beast and was going down to destroy the church. And then Jesus Christ confronted him on the Damascus Road. You can read about it in Acts chapter 9, 22 and 26. You see, among other places. And when he confronted him, he asked him, why are you persecuting me? Saul of Tarsus was persecuting the church. He was dead set against it. You know what? He wrote half of the New Testament. By the time God got through with him, he was way better than he was when he was trying to destroy the church. And he hated Christ. He hated the church. He was going to do away with them, whatever it took. If he had to murder them all, whatever it was, he didn't care. I'm going to get rid of that and rub it out. It's no good. He was dead set against it. What I want you to see is maybe in your life you have chosen not to walk with God, and maybe you're at that point right now where God is saying to you, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. God is not your enemy, no matter whether you think he's yours or not. He is not your enemy. He loves you. He turned Saul around and his name was changed to Paul, who we call the Apostle Paul, and then he went on to use him to write half of the New Testament. You know, the New Testament is comprised of 27 books. Paul wrote 13 of the 27 that are in the New Testament. He was the enemy of the church. So see what God can do when you give him your heart, when you call upon him and trust in his son. Just like with Moses, he wrote 5 books of the Bible, the first 5, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. After he had been a murderer and a fugitive, fled from justice after he killed the Egyptian at the age of 40 and stayed away for 40 years on the backside of the desert in the land of Midian until God called him, told him, go back, tell the Pharaoh to let my people go. You see that? And so God's grace was there. It was sufficient for Moses. It was sufficient for David. It was sufficient for Abraham. It was sufficient for Saul of Tarsus. And his grace is sufficient for you. If you trust in him tonight, no matter what you have done, he will forgive you. He's willing to cleanse you, wipe your slate clean, and give you a new life. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He will refresh and give you a whole new outlook on everything. You know what? I'm a completely different person than I used to be. Somebody might say, well, you're still not all that great. That's true, but I have a great Savior. And he's got a great word. He's got a
Teaching
great
Bible Radio is listener-funded radio. Write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri 63145. Call us toll-free 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. Or visit us online at teachingbible.org, a ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri.